All right, snacks in one hand, iced coffee in the other, emotional stability, nowhere to be found. Perfect. So let's hit the road. Welcome back to Murder and Munchies, where today I am personally dragging you down Route 66, aka the Mother Road, aka America's longest what could possibly go wrong experiment. Today is actually the 100th anniversary of the opening of Route 66. It starts in Chicago and it ends in California. So it's actually a really cool place, cool road to go on. Only went from Oklahoma to Arizona on Route 66, but honestly, it was a fun ride. I strongly suggest if you have about a week and you want to drive from Chicago all the way to California, take the road. It's gorgeous. Route 66 was sold like a vintage postcard. It's freedom, adventure, nostalgia. But peel back that postcard and you've got isolation, strangers, and just enough darkness for people to get real weird. And by weird, I mean criminal. So our first stop is in California, okay? The glamorous end of Route 66 where dreams come true. Or get shoved into a car trunk, because enter Bobby Fuller. He's a rock star, rising to fame, that I fought the law energy, right? And in 1966, he was found dead in his car, covered in gasoline. The official ruling was suicide. I'm sorry. I need a moment to process the audacity, because you're telling me this man allegedly climbed into a car, doused himself in gasoline, and then called it a day? That's the explanation you're going to go with. That's the final draft. Okay? No weird injuries, no conflicting timelines, and suddenly we've got rumors swirling like a milkshake blender on high. Music industry obviously disputes this. Possible mob connections, maybe. Even whispers about law enforcement involvement. And here's the thing that keeps me up at night. No one ever cleaned this story up. It just sits there like a mystery with the lid slightly crooked. It doesn't sit well with me. Because you all know I like justice. So before I spiral into conspiracy corkboard mode, we need to eat. So we're thinking like roadside diners, right? Because they're all along Route 66. You know, the vinyl seat sticking slightly to your legs like it usually does. And a plate that absolutely does not care about your cholesterol. So there's sliders with like melty cheese and caramelized onions, crispy fries in garlic salt and smoked paprika, and of course a chocolate malt so thick your straw gives up halfway through. It's not health food. This is emotional armor in this case. And now I really want that for lunch. But now we're moving to a place I actually stayed in. And I forgot about the story while I was there. So we're going into New Mexico. It's the early 1970s. And of course, hitchhiking is everywhere. And kids, it's cheap, it's common, it's a terrible idea in hindsight. Please, after doing this show for so long, how many people who are hitchhikers that were murdered? Just don't do it. I know it was different back then, but still, there were so many serial killers going on. Serial killers on the West Coast. There were 66 serial killers on the West Coast from 1950 to 1980. Or no, I'm sorry, 1990. My bad. So yeah, I would think... Bad idea. But anyway, so we're going to Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa is a cute little town, very Route 66, vintage 50s looking buildings and everything. I would have taken pictures, but it was raining that night. and all the lights were off, so it wasn't really fun. But anyway, so the women start disappearing, and then they start being found. At least 11 victims, most hitchhikers, most very young, and all gone in ways that scream violence and panic and someone out there taking advantage of a system that had zero safety nets. And guess what? Of course, no one was ever officially held responsible. 11 women. That's not random. That's not coincidence. That's a pattern, wearing a trench coat and taping you and tapping you on the shoulder. Why did I say taping? My goodness. So we have to ask, was it one killer? Was it multiple? Was it just someone passing through, someone local? And that's the thing, is we don't know. And that's the part that gnaws at you, because Route 66 made it very easy. You could pick someone up, drive for miles with no witnesses, and disappear back into the flow of travelers like nothing ever happened. The road doesn't remember. It just keeps going. So can we talk about the hitchhiker thing again? Because, you know, after Ted Bundy and Rodney Alcala and Ed Kemper, the Hillside Stranglers, all these people, I just can't get over about how society was collectively just shrugging at hitchhiking for years. Like, years. It wasn't like a fad that happened for a couple years and then it died out. No, no, no. It still happens today. Like, yeah, get in the car with strangers. Just normal advice. No background checks, no GPS, just vibes and questionable decision making. And I can't even order food delivery without tracking the driver like a hawk. And we used to just hop into random sedans. No, absolutely not. The only thing I'm hitching is my anxiety to a snack platter. But also, we are in an age where we do have Lyft and Uber and rideshare things and things like that. But the good thing is that you do get their information so you can report them. But, you know, we do have like the Lyft and Uber murders that did happen. So then it's that. But anywho. We have to go to another case. Yeah, another one. This is another one. So now we're in 1992 in Oklahoma. And this one makes me very deeply uncomfortable in a very specific way, because Leela and Raymond Howard were just traveling, living their lives, doing the wholesome road trip thing people dream about. They stop for the night. And they are murdered. No big conspiracy. No decades-long mystery at all. Their killer was eventually caught, but here's why this one sticks like a popcorn kernel in your soul. It was completely random. But here's this one. They weren't hitchhikers. Not a high-risk situation at all, just people existing. And someone decided to turn that into violence. That's the kind of case that makes this whole road feel unpredictable. But let me paint you a picture, okay? Route 66 has long stretches of nothing. Travelers constantly moving. On Route 66, that's where my son got most of his license plate tracker form filled out. But anyway, there motels are all over the place, but nobody asks questions as long as you pay cash. And of course, before the digital age, you could vanish like you were never there. Route 66 wasn't evil at all. It was convenient. Convenient for dreamers, for drifters, and unfortunately, very convenient for predators. Now, of course, today, Route 66 is nostalgic. People take selfies with giant roadside statues and hunt down the best pie like it's a sport. And believe me, it's great. It truly is. I love a good pie moment, and there's so many beautiful places and different things to see. But underneath all that, there are stories that never got closure, cases that never got solved, people who disappeared between mile markers and just never came back. The road doesn't talk. It doesn't testify. It doesn't care. It just stretches forward, mile after mile, like it's daring you to trust it. And honestly, I don't. But if you are planning a road trip, bring lots of snacks, bring a really good playlist, and maybe just a tiny sprinkle of paranoia, because out there, not everyone you meet is part of the postcard. So that has been this fun little episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And of course, stay safe, stay curious, and for the love of all things crispy and deep fried, do not get into cars with strangers. And as always, stay hungry and munch and don't murder.